Welcome to The Point for August 23rd. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. California, here they come. Beginning Friday, the Democratic National Committee kicks off its three-day huddle in San Francisco for the party's summer meeting. This event will draw not only 350 party activists, also known as delegates, it will also attract much of the Democratic field, including Michael Bennett, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Tim Ryan, Julian Castro, Marianne Williamson, Andrew Yang, Tom Steyer, and Joe Sestak. They are all scheduled to address the delegates. On the campaign trail at this point in the race, one helpful trick to tell how important something is to look at how many candidates actually show up. You need to look for the cluster. The fact that at least 13 candidates will spend a chunk of time all in the same place, all talking to the same people, shows that them being there is clearly a priority. So, why would that many candidates, 13, all come to San Francisco to hobnob with so many party insiders? Great question. Glad you asked. These candidates are on the hunt. The dog days on the summer campaign trail are largely over. The field has begun to narrow and will only get smaller as we work our way through the fall. This convention is a major chance for the candidates to interact with top-tier party activists and ultimately court their support, meaning these candidates are on the hunt for endorsements. This is long-term stuff. This San Francisco event is the first major coming together of DNC officials and the broad swath of 2020 Democrats. And it's a major, important chance for candidates to stand out among party bigwigs, which is kind of surprising. But if you remember, the DNC-sponsored debates only began in June. But of course, not everyone will be in San Francisco for this meeting. Two of the top-tier candidates, Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg, will be campaigning elsewhere. However, Biden is sending his campaign manager to represent him at the convention, so he will still have a presence. Which brings us to the point. Clusters of candidates can tell you a lot about the momentary priorities on the trail. And right now, most candidates are focusing their attention on the DNC's top people. And that's The Point for August 23rd, 2019. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, including our Sunday night campaign edition, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it on Google Home or Amazon Echo, or subscribe on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode.